Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, a study in the UK, so that's they're not here, but still very interesting. A study in the UK found the people who drive, well, they're looking at the like what psychopaths drive, like what, you know, sociopaths, psychopaths, what their choice of cars are. Interesting. Found that people who rate high on the psychopathy scale tend to drive BMWs. They love BMWs. I'm just reading the study. I don't know. Electric cars, cars with vanity plates, are more likely to be psychopaths. So if your car runs on sundrop, sunlight, and unicorn tears, give us a call and plead your case. No, just kidding. Yeah, maybe someone out there is trying to sully your good name. BMW drivers are more likely to be psychopaths than anyone else. Audi owners were a close second, followed by Mazda, Fiat, and Honda owners. Well, everybody owns a Honda at one point in their life. Anyway, those who rated the least psychopathic were owners of Kias, Toyotas, and Nissans. Gold is the number one car color for people with psychopathic tendencies, followed by brown, green, and black. People with red, silver, or white cars less likely to be psychopaths. I don't know how they know this. Like, because we've got a gold car. But you know why? We're Dave Ramsey Lifestyle. See, it looks the only one. We didn't actually like the color, but it was the cheapest one on the lot with the best track record. So that was it. We were like, do you have another color? They're like, no, all right, we'll take it. We're cheap. So, okay. People with fully electric cars showed the most signs of psychopathic behavior. Huh. Hybrid drivers also ranked high. Then diesel engines. People with regular gas-powered cars were least likely to be psychopaths. Having a vanity plate could also be a sign. You know, they've done studies on this now. People who, you know, bling out in the back, look to more stickers that you have, the more aggressive you tend to be in terms of driving, the more cantankerous you tend to be. Having a vanity plate could also be a sign. They say people with personalized plates scored more than twice as high on the test for psychopathy as people with normal plates. Do you believe this? You think this is the case here? Just be curious to see what you have to say. Texter writes, hey, Tara, our Thanksgiving turkey did not kill himself. So says Alan. Well, I would certainly hope not, Alan. Oh, you mean like Epstein. Texter writes, I don't know where that survey came from, Tara, but it's totally, totally wrong. Their statistics are totally off. Not in my family. Okay, well, I asked for feedback. Texter writes, they've been in deindustrializing us for a long time. They're picking up the pace, but they're also depopulating us now, and everyone is asleep. Another texter writes, the Australian military. Oh, yes, I meant to get to this. They've lost their plump minds in Australia. The Australian military at gunpoint are taking COVID positive and close contact people to freaking camps in the Northern Territories, a town called Rockhole. Yes, they are. It's okay. You say they're actually taking them. I didn't know that they had begun doing that. They announced they were going to. I was going to shick the military on them, take them to the camps, but I didn't know they were actually doing it yet. I'll have to Google that. But I know they announced that they were doing this about a week and a half ago. Texter writes, that's a lot of mixed messages, Tara. Mixed messages, Tara. I own a silver Toyota hybrid. What even am I? Oh, you're cool. No. So you got to listen closely. The Toyota drivers were fine. They were good. Everything was good. You're normal. Just go back to what you were doing. Texter writes, Tara was coming out of a Dollar General in Fountain Inn and was behind an AA lady. I don't know what that means, but AA lady who was on the phone fussing that two stores did not have ketchup. My thought was, did you vote for Joe? If so, look in the mirror for the blame. AI to you. Not AA, but II. Texter writes, Tara, where did drivers of Chevy Malibus land on the psychopath spectrum? I don't think anywhere, really. They weren't mentioned, so I think you're good. I love this. Tara, my husband has six Trump 2024 flags waving on his truck. He is the least crazy person I know. Good for you. Have you considered the possibility you're both nuts, though? No, not for the Trump flags. I'm just saying. I mean, like, if you were crazy and he was crazy, you would know he was crazy. I don't know. Something to think about. Have you ever known people? I'm going to get myself in trouble. I better shut up. Have you ever known a crazy person married to a crazy person? And their crazy canceled it out. Like, they did. He couldn't tell she was nuts because he was nuts. She couldn't tell he was nuts because she was nuts. Have you ever seen? I've seen that. And you know it works. It does. It works out. It works out. Texter writes, Australia. Oh, they are. I read that too. Tara, in Australia, they're rounding up the Aborigines because they think no one will care. They are. Yeah, because there was some cases. There weren't a lot of cases, but there were a few. And they went, yeah, we'll get the Aborigines. They are, though. They're trifling with them now. Texter writes, Tara, I drive a Honda, but not by choice. I'd rather have a Toyota. Okay, you're cool. You're not a psychopath. There, I pronounced it. Texter writes, my dad bought 9 hybrid cars. Should I be concerned? All at once? Yes, about your inheritance. Have a conversation with that man. He only needs one. Or was it sequential? 9 hybrid cars? I got more questions about that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, maybe Bill Gates has all that property out west for non-vaccinated. You people are really paranoid about Bill Gates. I swear. Texter writes, you can't. Oh, good. You can find In Living Color on YouTube. I love it. I know. So funny. So you know what the only thing better than that is? Funnier than that is Eddie Murphy, Saturday Night Live, back in the day. God, that man was funny. Texter writes, crazy couple. I resemble that remark. Okay, cool. Not going to ask any more questions in case the two of you are waiting for me in the parking lot.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter was right. 6 weeks after I explained why the supply crisis is actually occurring in our country, it finally makes it on Fox News. This was driving me nuts. I don't expect the other networks to get it right because they don't even try. But Fox, you'd think they could figure. They could not figure out why the supply chains had ground down, but only in California. Could not figure it out. Spent weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Deflecting, and look, it's a man-created crisis, specifically a Democrat-created crisis. You really, and Rand Paul gets it almost right here, the senator on Fox. He actually got this on the air. He says you can't drive a rig older than 10 years in California. It's actually 3. And so truckers just don't go there. And that's why everything's backed up. That and the trucker shortage on top of it. But most people just don't have the rigs to do this. They can't drive in the state. And the problem is the state's ports are where we offload all the Chinese stuff. So it's all just sitting there. And the Democrats like that just fine. They could fix this anytime they wanted. Because Trump did. His EPA did not implement the California laws that had been passed. There's a weird congressional rule that has the EPA regulating and implementing state environmental laws. It's a long story. But anyway, the Trump EPA was able to stop it. Should have taken effect in 2018. We would have been looking at these supply chain problems then. So the EPA didn't start implementing this until Trump lost. So it was like, November, December of 2020, just in time for Biden to take office and completely kneecap the supply chains. I think this is going to be the year of supply chains. I think that this is only the beginning of the damage they plan to do. I don't know why they're attacking the supply chains, but they are. Anyway, here's Rand Paul. For the first time, echoing me on Fox News, for the first time really getting on the air there, what is causing the problems with the supply chain in California? It's the Democrat Party.
I think it's most important that people know that it seems to be a supply chain crisis that seems to be mostly in heavily regulated California. People need to realize that when you try to put out of business independent contractors like Lyft, Uber, and independent truckers, that it's a problem. You can't drive a truck into California that has an engine older than 2010. They're like Nazis when it comes to looking at your log to make sure you're obeying the edicts on how many hours you drive. So truckers don't go to California. So truckers are in other places. There has to be a reason why there doesn't seem to be this problem in Florida or doesn't seem to be this problem on the Atlantic coast.
Well, yeah, because they don't have those same two laws there. The thing I'm most surprised at, honestly, is that Chairman Xi has not called his good friend Joe Biden and told him, hey, we can't get the Chinese goods through. Could you let up? I'm surprised the Chinese are allowing this. That's the only part of this I haven't figured out. The rest of it's pretty easy to understand. And it's very frustrating. Texter writes, I would like to drive a BMW with vanity plates and covered in stickers. I can dream, can't I? Does that make me crazy? Well, no, I think, you know, I think according to the study, you're not actually crazy till you purchase one. So not yet, not technically. Does that help? I'm here to help. Texter writes, supply chain issues are meant to embolden the claim that the free market doesn't work. Of course they are. Except, folks, this is exactly what they're doing with the gas prices. You could finally see it all take shape. I'm going to do this. I'm going to lay this out in the podcast today. You can finally see it all take shape. Drive the gasoline prices through the roof so people are in tremendous amount of pain. Then you end the United States dominance as the world's eminent supplier of energy. We hit number one under Trump. So Biden has managed to shave off 2 million barrels a day. Just with regulations and what he's done with the leases on federal land. So where a lot of stuff comes from is a lot of federal land. So he's managed to shave that off, make a mess of it, jack the prices up, and they're going to turn around. This is what the Democrats are telling you in Bloomberg. Ro Khanna is telling you this. And we're going to put an embargo on ourselves and not allow our oil to be sold overseas for the good of the people. Because gas prices are just too high, which is a crisis we created. This is where they're going. By the way, folks, that will only cause wells to dry up both for natural gas and oil because they're usually found in the same places. And the prices go higher. And we won't be allowed to export our energy, and we're going to be buying it from Saudi Arabia, Russia, and mark my words, Iran. Before the year's out. We're already buying a record level from Russia. Because I'm telling you what, Joe Biden's about to let Iran out of this nuclear deal just in time for them to develop a nuke and get their oil back on the market. So you know what that's going to mean? We're going to lift our embargo on Iran and put one on ourselves. Oh my gosh. How many more years do we have left? Like 3? Texter writes, they're breaking the supply chain because if we are fighting for food, we can't fight them. Texter writes, I want to drive a wheeled armored personnel carrier covered in machine guns. Well, I think you should if that's what you want. That's what I'd like to put my kids in. I tell you what, with the drivers around here. Texter writes, the reason they're doing this in California and every place they can is because of the Cloward-Piven model where they can overwhelm the system, collapse the nation, and begin with the new one. Well, yeah. Has anybody stopped to ask? Because nobody does. Anybody stopped to ask the question? I mean, Ron DeSantis, he's down there at the port. He's like, bring your stuff to our port here in Florida. And then the state port manager's like, yeah, we're like 40% under capacity. Bring it here. How is that? And they can't get it through California. Well, it's because the left has whacked the transport rules in California on purpose. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Chairman Xi, head of the Communist Party and China, she wants America to choose Marxism. He'll let his ship sit. Texter writes, hey, Tara, here's a great idea. How about producing products in the USA minus California so we can avoid supply chain issues? We don't need most things from China to begin with. See, that was the Trump administration. And nobody wanted to listen to Trump. So now we're going to have empty shelves. And everybody knows that, look, we cannot produce stuff here in factories if we don't have energy. And the plan is not to have any by 2030. Texter writes, for those of you who wonder how being off of fossil fuels would work, why not just try it for yourself until this Friday? Yeah, go ahead and do that. Get back to me on how it goes. No, better yet, pick a week where you definitely have to work and then try it. See how it goes. Texter writes, Tara, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I did. My Thanksgiving memory, limerick alert. Oh, this is that guy, Ellen. The meal was the best it could be. I ate everything I could see. But I sadly recall someone said butterball, and I felt all eyes were looking at me. That's a terrible feeling, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, I bet that butterball of yours did not start at Thanksgiving, though. You get the feeling they kicked off this new variant, like they had planned the PR campaign, and they said, well, we'll wait till after Thanksgiving, we'll wait till everybody's back, and we'll do it then. And I'm looking at all this, and I mean, you've even got the South African doctor who allegedly discovered it going, y'all, chill.
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there's no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients.
Now, this was as of yesterday, 29th of November. No hospital admissions or deaths from the so-called South African super strain. This is a UK Daily Mail. So let me read the headline to you so you can read the article yourself. Could Omicron be good news? Variant might speed up end of pandemic if it causes mild illness. South Africa records no hospital admissions or deaths from super strain, but scientists won't know for at least 2 weeks. Why are we even talking about this? Why? Oh my God, someone might die, but nobody did. Why are we talking about this? Okay, let's do some perspective. I found the article. I keep it in my stack. You could Google this one. UK Daily Mail, okay? December 21st, 2020. So that was a ways ago, right? December 21st, 2020. UK Daily Mail. And at the time, the government in the UK was terrifying the people and justifying their lockdowns on some variant nobody even talks about anymore because it might be out there. It might be highly contagious. Well, yeah, there's probably going to be highly contagious variants of COVID for the rest of our lives. And it was written by Professor David Livermore. And he explained this. There's an agency in the UK government called NervTag, and they track UK, they track COVID variants. Wonder how many COVID variants there were as of December 21st, 2020 in the UK had been identified. Anybody know? 20,000. 20,000. And he goes on to explain, listen, there a lot of them are largely similar. RNA viruses mutate a lot. They mutate a lot. So at any given time, I can only take it that we've got what? 20,000, 30,000, I don't know, 40,000 strains of COVID circulating here? Pretty much. And again, the article, if you want to look it up, is the mutant virus really out of control? Professor David Livermore argues the escalating mood of crisis is unwarranted. And he goes on to say, this is a highly mutable virus. It mutates a lot. And so every time they would tell me Delta this, Delta that, just they make you think there's this one thing out there it's going to get. They don't even know what you have. They don't. Oh, God, Omicron. What? I don't know. What about the 19,999 other ones? Can we worry about that? No, it doesn't sound good in the news. Why this one? We don't even know if it's killing anybody. We must freak. Okay. So the idea, I mean, folks, just how they do that. There's a variant. Yeah, I know. There's tens of thousands of variants all over the place. Most of which I'm sure we've never even cataloged. We don't even know what they do. But they want to get back to lockdown. I'm wondering. I know I've been wondering this the whole show. I'm wondering again. I mean, people don't trust Fauci anymore. We saw that in a poll last week. 53% think he's a liar. 73% of the American people in another poll last week said they are done with COVID. They are over it. They're not believing this stuff. They're not doing this anymore. They're just going back to their lives. They're going to live their lives as if there's no COVID, which is the best thing to do with it because there's nothing else we could do. Lockdowns don't work. We know that. It's been proven over and over and over and over and over again. Country after country. So are we really going to do this? And what they do is they pretend like there's no other variants. Like this is, oh, there's another one. Oh, no, another one. We thought it was over. Yeah, there's 19,999 other ones. Get over it. Go on with your life. There's nothing you could do and nothing they could do. Not yet.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.